Here you go, three Hasidic ideas on Shabbos Chazon, the Shabbos Kodesh. Tishba falls around Shabbos. Learn Shabbos Chos of Furush Shlim of Bark Tzvim Rivka Badia, David Henach Morchai Befele Simcha, Bidyam and Simcha Benedin Amino, Besor Shechoy Yisrael. Says Rav Tzadok, the first idea, Pritzadok, Parshas Dvarim, Os Yud Gimel, that why is the Shabbos before Tishba so special? Mash miyom Tishbav hu yom holedes nafshu v'ruach shem Mashiach. The kol b'Shabbos is there kodem Tishbav. We know that famously from the Zohar, that the Zohar tells us that anything that happens of that week has the potential from the Shabbos before. That means if Tishbav at the end of the day has the koach of Mashiach, has the ruach of Mashiach, that means the Shabbos before has the bracha of Mashiach. It has the receptacle for Mashiach. So at the end of the day, why is Shabbos Chazon so special? Says Rav Tzadok, because it has the potential of Mashiach in it. It has the or gadol of Mashiach. As we know at the end of the day, we don't even mention tachan on Tisha B'Av, because at the end of the day, we know that it's really a moed. Shehu or gadol v'noira, or gonos v'tomir hanelam yenikol chai. It's a hidden light, a special hidden light that we see for Shabbos Chazon has, because Tisha B'Av falls out that week, Shabbos Chazon has. Says the Abt Rebbe, the Oiv Yisrael idea number two, that not only does the Shabbos Chazon have the Koch of Mashiach, but Shabbos Chazon, who Yoser Godel Mimayla Mikol Shabbos Hashana, says the Oiv Yisrael, that the Abt Rebbe says that the Shabbos Chazon is the greatest Shabbos for the entire year, and it's very simple. The Abt Rebbe is very simple. Because says Rav Tzadok, and the Rebbe explains similarly, why is it the greatest Shabbos? Because it has the potential of Mashiach. It has the potential for Mashiach in it, and therefore, because it has the potential for Mashiach, it is the greatest Shabbos. And the Abt Rebbe even concludes his piece, and he says that when Shabbos Chazon falls out, and it's Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, that it's even the greatest Shabbos of Shabboses. It's even the greater Shabbos. It's even on a greater, higher level. And finally, the third and final idea, says the Kedushas Levi, why is Shabbos Chazon called Shabbos Chazon? Right? Chazon means to see, but what's the deeper idea? So the Kedushas Levi gives a mashal. The father shows his son a garment. What happens? The son messes up the garment. He tears it up. What happens? The king makes another garment for his son. And what happens the second time? He messes up and he tears it again. A third time, what does the father do? He makes it for him, but he doesn't give it to him. He doesn't give it to where he hides it away. But then he tells him a few times a year, maybe once a year, he gives him a glimpse of that garment. He gives him a glimpse of what could be. And that's exactly, says the Kedushas Levi. The first Beis HaMikdash we messed up. The second Beis HaMikdash we messed up. But the third Beis HaMikdash is going to come down from Shemayim. Chazal tells us it's going to come down from Shemayim. All the Rishonim agree to that famous Gemara. That at the end of the day, the third Beis HaMikdash is going to come from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Shabbos Chazon, the Lashon of Mechza, we're able to see. Or what are we able to see? We're able to see from afar a little bit of a glimpse. A little bit of a glimpse of what could be. And it's actually said in the name of the Sraf Mistrelisk that our tfilos on Shabbos Chazon tzorech lizor bezek bekavana ki himayla kol atfilos shal hashana. The tfilos on Shabbos Chazon are on the greatest, highest level. Every single daven, every single minute of Shabbos Chazon is so, so special. So let's just review these ideas. We start off from the Tzadok. Why is it that at the end of the day, Shabbos Chazon is so special? Because the Shabbos before has the Koch of Mashiach. It has the potential for Mashiach. The Zohar tells us all the bracha on the week comes from the Shabbos before. Shehu or God Venora, it has the potential for Mashiach. The Oiv Yisrael tells us the Shabbos Chazon, who Yoser Gadol, and Maya Mikol Shabbos Hashanah. It's the greatest of all the Shabbos of the entire year. And says the Abt Rebbe, especially it's the greatest Shabbos, but especially when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. And finally, the third and final idea, the Kedushas Levi tells us, what is Shabbos Chazon? That's the Shabbos of seeing. It's the glimpse of you're able to see a little bit of Shabbos Menucha L'Chai Olamim. It's be able to see that glimpse, that Moshe, the father, the king who makes the garment for the son, his parents, a couple of times, but it messes up once again. The third time, he only lets him see it, but he lets him see the glimpse. And that's what the Rebbe Strelitz tells us. Be very careful with the tefillah of Shabbos Chazon. The potential for Shabbos Chazon has tremendous koyach of tefillah, tremendous koyach of Torah. Be'ez Hashem, should be the last Shabbos Chazon of Golos. And Be'ez Hashem, we zocha to take the Kedusha of Shabbos Chazon and be in Yerushalayim Yekodesh, to take these messages of Rav Tzadok, the Oiv Yisrael, and the Kedushas Levi to heart. And Be'ez Hashem, we zocha to be with Mashiach Zaken Yerushalayim, Be'ez Hashem, the Shabbos.